1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that runoff from landfills in the state contained the highest levels of PFAS. According to a WPR report, researchers first began collecting samples for the study in 2023, seeking to identify the largest potential sources of the forever chemicals in groundwater. Around two-thirds of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater sources and could suffer negative health effects like an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer as a result of the PFAS contamination. Researchers working on the study say they collected samples from 16 landfill sites in the state, which showed the highest concentrations of PFAS. They also say they're hoping the findings can help state lawmakers better regulate PFAS contamination. Currently, the Environmental Protection Agency has established drinking water standards to manage the forever chemicals, but there are no federal or state regulations managing their presence in groundwater. The EPA also does not currently require PFAS monitoring or reporting at landfill sites. Following the conclusion of the state's 9-day gun deer hunt season, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some preliminary results and license sale data. According to a press release on Tuesday, the total number of deer hunters in the state decreased slightly compared to 2024, with a total of a little over 790,000 licenses sold. Overall, the 2025 total deer harvest was down by nearly 1% compared to last year, with a total harvest of a little over 182,000 deer. The Central Farmland Zone, which includes most of western Wisconsin, saw a total harvest of nearly 116,000 deer. Hunters in Dunn County saw one of the best harvests in the state, with a total of just over 5,200. Polk and Trumbull counties each had total harvests of over 4,000, and Chippewa and Barron counties each had harvests of over 3,000. Deer hunting seasons are still taking place across the state, with the muzzleloader season running through December 10th, followed by the antlerless-only season from December 11th to 14th. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon, and it's going to be cold today, falling from the 20s this morning into the mid-teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 5 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.